Hannah has strong feelings about this. Have you ever done a sleep divorce? Do you and your significant other not sleep in the same bedroom? And has it been successful for you? 314-531-9898. This actually came up because in the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah was telling us that Carson Daly and his wife have what he called a sleep divorce. He says that many times in the relationship, so they can have a better night's sleep, they sleep in separate bedrooms. And Hannah thinks this is like relationship, this is the death of your relationship.
Yeah, I'm really against sleep divorce. And I know people are going to be like, it's just because you're in the honeymoon phase of your relationship. Well, first of all, I'm not. And second of all, that's just, that is.
Just so you know, it is not a honeymoon over here.
It's just, I think that is a super vital part of your relationship. I think it brings you together. I feel like you are living like a separate part of your life when you're not sleeping in the same room.
How is the part where you are asleep and unconscious a vital part of your relationship?
Because it just is to me. That you feel like
this
a
is where
standard,
a connection like, happens? Like falling asleep together is where like, this is a connection that you guys are
yes,
having?
You do it together. And if like You've somebody has a different sleep pattern, then you can like fix things until you guys both adjust to it. I just don't understand.
I completely disagree. I have no issue with the sleep divorce.
If your husband wanted to sleep in a different room with you, you wouldn't be upset?
No, I think I would maybe enjoy it.
To have the bed to yourself.
My parents don't sleep in the same bed every single night. My dad snores so loud. So when my mom knows she needs a really good night's sleep and my sisters are away at college, she's like, we have an extra bed. I'm sleeping in here.
How long? And then they've been married for how long?
25, 26 years, maybe?
Like, okay, over 25 years. Kevin, you guys have been married for over 20 years. You and Sarah do this sometimes,
Every
right?
once in a while, yeah. You know, it's funny. I think back years ago, couples didn't even sleep in the same bed. They were in the same bedroom. They had two separate beds. Even before that, couples
Kevin, like, years
used to
ago, they had black and white TV. Well, wouldn't be years ago.
Yeah.
What kind of reference is that?
In 2018.
I'm talking about like in the 50s and 60s. And then like, you know.
That's not years ago.
That's a different lifetime ago,
exactly,
Kevin.
But even a lifetime ago, a century ago, they were sleeping in different bedrooms. I mean, Sarah and I are big fans of the Gilded Age, and they sleep in two different rooms.
Kevin's reference is like 100 years ago. Back in the day, they used to sleep in these stone beds, and they were very comfy.
But those were successful marriages, I guess. So I guess my point is...
We're not in the horseback era, Kev.
But even,
okay.
even in the current era where, you know, we're driving cars,
right? Yeah.
I think you take a little break every once in a while. That's fine. Now, I do feel, though, that if it's every time and every night, I think that that's the issue. I think that's where it could lead to something where, okay, maybe you're not, you know, meant to be together.
If
maybe
my future husband snores, I am sleeping on the opposite side of the house.
I'm curious if anyone's in a relationship like this right now where you guys do not sleep in the same bedroom. 314-531-9898. Has it had a positive effect? Has anyone done the sleep divorce and then it did not lead to a successful life? This was the beginning of the end of
our
relationship.
Divorce?
Yeah, did you end up going divorce? I honestly think I have a hot take on this when it comes to sleep divorces. I'll share with you in 2 minutes. But I want to know if anyone's ever done this before. 314-531-9898. Will a sleep divorce save your marriage or end it? 314-531-9898. We started with this conversation because in the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah was talking about how Carson Daly, him and his wife, they had a sleep divorce. They sleep in separate bedrooms, and Hannah's like, this is terrible. This is shows there's no connection. There's intimacy issues with your relationship. And she's like, I could never do this. Hannah, I don't know how your boyfriend actually hasn't sleep divorced you. Didn't you say if you wake up, you automatically wake him up no matter what?
Well, if I have like a nightmare or something on my mind, I'll wake him up. Yeah.
We'd be like, hey, I just had a nightmare.
Hannah also just said off air that Matt has a really hard time sleeping.
So this poor guy has a hard time sleeping. You constantly wake him up.
Wonder why.
And you think this is you.
And he still wants to sleep in bed with me. He figures it out.
Yeah. You are
Does
so
he?
Close yeah, to a sleep divorce. Right. This man is listening going, please let me send these papers.
Stop.
Please let me somehow save it. Here's my hot take on this. I think the future of marriages, the majority of people, maybe even 70% or higher will not sleep in the same bedroom. I think this is going to be an old school mentality. People are starting to prioritize rest and sleep. And sometimes you're just not sleep compatible, but you're relationship compatible. Whether they flop, whether they snore, whether it's bedroom and people like their space. I just think that it will be more common. People are going to, we'll be with the opposite conversation. 10 years from now, we're going to be on the air and be like, you guys sleep in the same bed together? Yeah. That's so weird. That's what we'll be saying.
Two master bedrooms again. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's the world we're going to be living in. Melissa, do you have you done a sleep divorce with your significant other?
Yes, about 10 years ago.
And look,
are you out of it?
Hear the happiness in Melissa's voice?
He's well rested.
Yeah. Are you still in it or how did that go?
Are you still in it?
Yeah. So we've been married 20 years this year and for 10 years we've slept in separate bedrooms and it's the best thing ever. We both now get the most amazing quality sleep. We're not cranky in the morning. It's seriously saved our marriage, I think.
Okay, so Hannah's fear is there's a lack of connection. Has it affected intimacy or you guys are like, how does that work?
Whose room do you go in?
Yeah. In his. We actually hang out every night for a couple of hours together. And then when it's time to go to bed, I go to my room. And it's amazing. And another thing, too, like, he needs a firm mattress for his back. I need a soft mattress. So we get to sleep comfortably, too, this way.
So you'll go, so will you guys go and, like, watch TV together or hook up or hang out? Like, will you go to his room, hang out with him like you're hanging out in his dorm room, and they're like, it's time to go back to my dorm room?
Yeah, you know, maybe that's part of the appeal to it. It makes us feel young again.
She's hooking up way more than Kevin and I. I'll tell you that. Right. But you can hear it in Melissa's voice.
Yeah,
I
know.
Melissa's like, hey, okay. Like, hey, Katie, you said you have strong opinions on the sleep divorce. What's your opinion on it?
I think sleeping separately, if you're not compatible when it comes to sleep, is the best thing ever because when you're sleep deprived, you're angry, you're just irritable, you're, everything is the other person's fault.
Mm.
It doesn't end well. And especially for people who have young children who your kids aren't still sleeping through the night, you're getting up with them, then you go back to your bed and your partner's snoring and tossing and turning. And you're like, oh my God, I just got this kid to sleep. And now like, you're going to keep me awake all night. Oh, it's miserable.
Great, strong opinions. What you got? What do you got, Hannah?
It does sound like a lot. I would just personally feel like if we started sleeping separately, it would just be like the start of a separation. Like I really feel like I would want to be with them through all of it, and I just feel like it'd be like a bad trend.
Katie, do you feel that way? Like, do you feel like you guys are less close because there's a lack of closeness while you sleep?
No, I mean we get creative with other things.
Was other things sex? Katie, is that what you were saying there?
You got it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what they meant by that at first. I was like, oh, okay. See, they're hooking. Look, Katie again. She's having way more sex than me over here. Katie's. Look at Katie go.
I think everybody is. That's just the trend I'm getting from
that. Lauren, the real question is, are you having more sex than me? But no, Lauren, do you do the sleep divorce?
Yes.
Really? And are you having more sex than me?
What were you saying yes to?
to the sleep divorce. We don't sleep in the same bed. We've been married for about 10 years. And he goes to bed earlier than I do and gets up later than I do. So it's just for better night's sleep.
How happy is he?
He's pretty happy with it.
Yeah, shut up, Lauren. Okay, bye. So I'm getting a sleep divorce, guys. They're still commercial free. We're having fun with you on the Brett Magus Show.